Wonderful Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. Reveal truths to our hearts for the hour that we're in. And I pray that you minister to the hearts of your people through this spoken word. Release a new anointing upon their lives in Jesus' name. To the book of St. John, chapter 12, very unusual teaching. I feel the Holy Spirit wants to talk to us about. John 12, verse 9. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Verse 11. Because that by reason of him, listen to this good, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. What I feel the Holy Spirit is pressing my heart to talk to us about is real simple. Be the reason many come to Jesus. You and I must be a reason. I didn't say be a hinder. I didn't say be a stumbling block. I didn't say to stand in the way of sinners, but you be a reason why many come to Jesus. We're living in a time where there's so many people are seeking answers. They're searching for results. They're searching for solutions. Things they are facing in this day, they have never faced before. People are hurting everywhere. You turn on the news, listen to the radio. Oftentimes all you hear is destruction, disaster. People doing all kind of things today because sometimes people just don't know what else to do. We notice in our text here, this dealing with Lazarus. Because in John chapter 11, when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, many of the people who did not believe in Jesus has now come to believe in Jesus. Catch that. You was raised from the dead. You and I were spiritually dead. He brought us back to life. As a result of what Jesus done for you and I, we should be the reason that many come to Jesus. But you notice in John 12 verse 10, but the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Amazing. Jesus just brought Lazarus from the dead. But the chief priests were so upset, were so angry, because through Lazarus' life, I want you to catch this word, through Lazarus being brought from the dead, physical, many of the people that was around the grave site, when they heard Jesus say, Lazarus, come forth, he that was dead came forth, bound with hand with the grave cloth. Jesus said, loose him, let him go. Now, because Lazarus, who was dead, came back to life, many people believed in Jesus because of Lazarus. I think you're getting this point now. Be the reason why many come to Jesus. Because that by reason of Lazarus, verse 11, many of the Jews went away. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. He didn't say try to blind people. He didn't say try to make your light shine. He said, let your life shine. Be the reason why many come to Jesus. People are seeking answers today, as I brought out earlier. And oftentimes people may come to local assemblies searching and waiting for a word that can show them how to change. I've dealt with so many people that would pass up church buildings because of so much stuff that's going on inside the place. Well, they literally turn off with coming to a certain building. They turn off with coming to what we call a church service. But in spite of people not coming to local assemblies, we still have to be the reason why many come to Jesus. Now, the enemy will attack you in every kind of way you can imagine. Because notice something, the chief priests, they consulted how they might put Lazarus back to death again. But wait, Jesus just brought him from the dead. The enemy wants to take you and I out. If you're reaching people for the kingdom, if you're pointing men to Jesus, not to your church, not to your organization, not telling people about your pastor, because that will not save no one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And because Lazarus was just brought from the dead, many believed on Jesus because of him. You and I must be a reason, as I said, not a hinder, not standing in the way of sinners, not discouraging people from coming to Jesus, but you be a reason why people would come. Because of your love that you would show toward them, you would pray for people to come to Jesus. You will live a life that's different than other people, because people are watching you and I. And today, people are looking for excuses. They're looking for reasons not to come. They often look at the church, well, this is going on, that's going on, and they may be having some truth in what they're saying. But you and I must be a reason. Don't be a hinder. Don't be a stumbling block that will cause people to say, I don't want nothing to do with church. You don't want to do that. We want to be a reason why many come to Jesus. Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the conviction to your spoken word. I thank you for opening our eyes that we may see that you want us to be a reason, not a hinder, not a stumbling block. Be a reason, be a light for many coming to Jesus. And Father, I thank you for anointing our lives even greater and doing in us something new in this hour, because you have us meeting people now that's seeking answers. And Father, I thank you so much that we would tell men and women that Jesus is their answer. I give you praise, glory, and honor for it now in Jesus' name. This has been a moment in the Word.